If you look at a naked morang, it's a 30-gram animal, the same size as a mouse, yet it lives 10 times longer than a mouse and clearly is beating the odds. So we predicted that given the fact that they live so long, that they would have very low levels of oxidative damage.
So Professor Shelley Buffenstein set out to test the theory. But just like Arnon's mice, things didn't pan out as expected.
We found that even our youngest animals had 3 to 10 times more oxidative damage than a similar physiologically aged matched mouse.
Clearly, it was possible to have high levels of oxidative damage and live a long, healthy life.
The very fact that they're maintaining this high level and they're tolerating it with no ill effects means they're not wasting energy fixing something that's not needing to be fixed.
But this was not going to go down well. What Arlen and Shelley had found would shock colleagues who'd worked in the field for years and threaten the entire antioxidant business.
People didn't want to accept what we found because there's too much investment in this area of research. Antioxidants are a multi-million dollar industry, as you know. When we tried to publish it in Science, the first review came back, well, you guys don't know how to measure this technique, so that's why you're getting these crazy measurements. Send it to a real lab that knows this kind of thing, and we sent it to Arlen Richardson's lab.